The Matanuska Susitna Borough's unique economy is affecting many other areas of the state. That's the word from a noted economist who outlined his findings before the Borough Assembly yesterday. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Economist Neil Fried is calling it a boom. Fried says the borough's growth is reflected in housing, in schools, almost every area, except paradoxically in employment. But Fried says local job growth is actually not a good indicator of the Mat-Su area's economy. Although about 1,000 retail, healthcare, and hospitality jobs were added over the past decade, the borough's jobs growth has been tied firmly to Anchorage. Fried says over 40% of workers living in Mat-Su earn their paychecks elsewhere.
Anchorage obviously is the biggest place where those earnings come from, but a big chunk comes from the North Slope borough.
He says the Mat-Su provides the second largest supply of labor to the North Slope after Anchorage. What does this mean to the state? Fried is not sure. He says the valley contributes to the state's broader growth, but one of the areas that Mat-Su differs from the rest of the state is in the jump in valley school enrollment.
Been very rapid here, very different story than what's happening to elsewhere in the state. Same with population growth. You know, population has been growing much faster. So, you know, if you need new infrastructure, whether it's new roads or new schools, there's probably more demand for that in a place that's growing fast.
While school enrollment in other areas of the state peaked in 1999 and has since declined, Mat-Su schools grew 9% during the last 5 years. So building more schools and creating more infrastructure will cost the state, but Fried notes Mat-Su's affordable housing benefits the state on the whole.
In some way, the Mat-Su Valley kind of exports housing. I know that sounds strange, but exports housing to the rest of the state, because a lot of the people that live here don't work here. They work all over. They can live somewhere else. They don't necessarily have to live here, but they choose to live here. So in a sense, the Mat-Su Valley is providing that housing services to a significant slice of Alaska's population, whether they work on the Slope, Anchorage, Red Dog, or you know, Bristol Bay or somewhere else.
The pattern of labor and housing exports from the Mat-Su has benefited Mat-Su's economy. Fried's research shows that more earnings flow into the Mat-Su than flow out, making it unlike any other part of the state.
It's very significant. You know, the last year I looked, 8% of the Valley residents work on the Slope, but almost $220 million flow into here from payroll from the Slope. And almost as much earnings comes from Anchorage to Valley residents than earnings from Valley residents earning their wages right here in the Valley.
Fried says these trends have not changed for quite a while and are expected to continue. He says population growth is the most important indicator of the area's economy. Between 2000 and 2012, Mat-Su population grew some 58% compared with Anchorage growth of 15% and the state's 17%. I'm Ellen Lockyer.